Welcome back to 7 Abundance Hacks for Success in Any Situation.
This is Hack Strategy 7, Creating Your New Reality. I'm Dr. Tracy Latz.
And I'm Dr. Marion Ross from ShiftYourLife.com. We've been creating our new reality through our books, our seminars, our online Shift Your Life TV channel on YouTube. We have a wealth of information. Our membership site's going to be bringing you all different kinds of insights, things in personal development you probably even haven't thought of. So please join us. Join our tribe.
Today we're talking about the importance of how to go about creating your new reality. This, again, is a hack to help you really understand the law of attraction and the law of this new creation to a much deeper level. You create most rapidly with the strongest emotion or intention. What you think about, imagine, or focus on today is what you manifest in your life tomorrow. When you have conflicting intentions, the stronger one, whether conscious or subconscious, will prevail. This is why we give so many meditations and tools in our books and seminars, and we've tried to give as many here in the small amount of time we have with you for transforming and releasing negative thoughts and emotions. Mindfully creating from the heart, your loving self, is what your most heart... what your most heartfelt desire out of compassion for self or others in the world is much more powerful than creating from the mind. Why is that, Marion? What do we know about the electromagnetic field of heart versus mind?
Well, the electromagnetic field of your heart is huge. It's 5,000 times stronger than it is your mind. Isn't that strange? But there is a mind in the heart. That's where we need to create, from the mind of the heart. Your heart has an electromagnetic field that goes out minimum 30 feet. So you're affecting everyone in your field. And if you have a big heart with very strong intentions, and remember how far you, with the intention with which you pull back that bow, that's how far your energy field is going to go in your heart too. And that's important because you're creating for the collective consciousness, not just for me, for you, for your family. Your thoughts, your emotions are adding to everything in the universe.
This is why it's such an important hack to understand. Because of the powerful field that you hold around you when you are in your heart creating, as opposed to being in your mind, when you're like, I really want this, but I'm not feeling it here. You are creating, but nowhere near as powerful as you are here. And when we're in our mind, that's where the negativity comes in. It's all ego-based. When we're in our heart, there is no negativity. There's nothing but compassion. So get into your heart. It's important to review your intention and the emotion behind your creation before you choose to go consciously create your
life. Otherwise, you're going to mindlessly create, and that's what you've been doing before, and you don't want to be the person you were yesterday. When we're talking about creation, we're talking about creating anew. We're talking about getting rid of those old beliefs that don't serve you anymore, because now by step 7, you should be able to discern what's yours and what isn't yours. What's yours is what you believe right now, today, from a point of creation where you want to move forward. It's not what you believe today based on all of the chatter in your head and all the childhood scripts you've had from the past.
And the reason why we focus so much on transforming your negative thoughts and therefore transforming negative feelings and intentions is that you have unwittingly, as we all have, been creating disharmony, confusion, and chaos in your life and or body from those negative thoughts, those self-sabotaging thoughts, and the negative emotional fields that you've been sitting in.
For reasons you weren't even aware of.
But now you are.
So once you're aware, you're responsible for creating consciously.
And don't feel heavy. Remember, responsibility is about responding to your abilities. So create mindfully with intention from the heart.
There are no limits when you're creating from the heart. The limitation is your imagination.
Practice a daily dharma, a spiritual practice, something that gets you into your heart and keeps you centered daily.
But make sure it's not something that's just another thing to check off the list. It's got to be something that opens your heart and keeps you in a state of joy and love.
Happiness is an inside job, and to create happiness, you have to change what you only have the control to change, which is you, which is why that saying, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me, has a lot of truth to it. So how do you prepare for your new creation?
You get out of your ego and into your loving self, and we've taught you how to do that.
Make a list of 5 of your most heartfelt desires that you wish to create in your life, not from your head, but you feel it in your heart. They could be desires of goals, wishes, or energies that will bring you great joy, peace, and a sense of connection and happiness.
And it could be something that you never thought you could do before. Forget that. You can create anything from the heart. So bring back anything that you wanted to create that you doubted yourself, because you're leaving the doubt behind.
See your desires as if they've already occurred.
And that's really important, because this is something you want to step into. You don't want to imagine in the future that this is going to happen, because your brain is going to respond that way. It's going to send out messages to the universe that in the future, I want this to happen. You want it to be in the now. So create it in the now and then just step into it.
And as Marian said earlier, there are no limits to what you can choose to create. You are limited only by the limits you place on yourself, your imagination, your fear of failure, or the box you have chosen to stand within.
There is no box. There's only a box if you create one.
So step out of it.
And eliminate it altogether.
Create yourself and your life anew. In our books and in the courses, especially when we teach live courses, we go over, once everyone has truly transformed negative emotions and thoughts, and when we're in a live class, we survey everyone where they are, and we process with them if they're having a hard time with letting go of some issue. Then we carry them through a powerful meditation where they actually first can ask any question from their own soul, their own inner still small mm-hmm. voice, and get the answer. So they see the big picture about where they're going with creation and if there's something that they need to know before they go create this. Then they have another meditation where they have a creative laboratory to go manifest in. It's very, very powerful. In the time constraints we have here, we will talk about what you can do now with creating with a vision board.
So first create a sacred space in your home or at work that displays your most heartfelt desires and what you really want to create in your life. It's a manifestation board. When you create a vision board, you're drawing back your bow. And the more intensely you feel, I mean, get into your heart when you're doing this. Don't do this with your mind. Do it with your heart. Because the more you get into your feeling for what's on display on your board, the more likely you're and the more rapidly you're going to manifest it.
Well, the idea of a sacred space, as you said, can be very powerful, and it can be very helpful once you've created your board to put it in that sacred space where your heart energy is. And a sacred space doesn't have to be a whole room in your house. It could be a little windowsill. It could be a little corner of your desk. It could be an area outside of your house even, just something that is sacred to you, which could be a religious area for you and your belief system and a spiritual path you're following, or it could be things from nature.
It's a representation of whatever that, what our sacred space means to
you. Pictures of loved ones.
It could whatever, be a picture of your favorite beach.
Whatever is sacred to you. Now, when you are preparing to create this board, it can be fun to do it with a few friends where you sit around, create the mood. When you work on that vision board, make sure you're not in a time of stress. So do the tools and techniques we've taught you to let go of the stress, get into a centered, heartfelt space.
Put some music on, whatever makes your heart sing. So
have
you
fun.
Want your heart singing, and then it's like you're the director of the movie, which is your life.
But let your inner child be the full director of it. Have fun with it, because our inner adult likes to come in and go, we can't ask for that. That's, no one could have that.
That's too expensive. I could never do that. That's going to be work. Now let your inner child do it. Your 8-year-old, your 6-year-old. Go back there and allow the creative juices to flow and the freedom of whatever you used to love or you want to love or you love now manifest on that board.
Try and put as many pictures or symbols of things that represent what it is you want to manifest. You want it to be where when as soon as you look at it, you feel it. It's like,
oh. I have that. I already have that. It's wonderful. And then feel the feelings around how wonderful it is to have whatever it is that you envisioned. Very important, because when you have an elevated emotion, it starts creating, co-creating with the universe. Without an elevated emotion, it's flat. It's nothing. So find an elevated emotion. Get into your best self. Feel it as part of you already.
So you may sit with some old magazines and maybe just flip through them. Don't get all in your head about it. Just flip through. And if all of a sudden you see something and you may not even know why, suddenly your heart goes, oh, you know, just rip it out without thinking about it. Rip the page out, set it aside, and keep flipping. So that what you'll end up with is a little stack of pages that then you can more neatly cut around or shape up in however you want.
Or you can print out your own photos of what you love to see.
But you want the least amount of mind involved and the greatest amount of heart involved. Okay? Once you've done this, glue it down on your board. And for people who go, I can't afford to go get this or that, use whatever, the side of a cardboard box you have at home. Just cut it out.
Put some tape underneath. double stick your tape.
Use a little honey.
Whatever. And it's an easy and cheap thing to do. And then place your vision board where you're going to see it several times a day. And when you see it, open your heart and feel it. Don't just look at it. Hi, vision board. This is number one, time number one, time number two. Feel it. Stop. Breathe it in. Feel yourself in each picture.
When you see this, and again, as many times a day as you can look at it without obsessing on it, but at least twice a day, somewhere where you're naturally going to come across it and gaze upon it and just feel yourself going, oh yeah, you know, oh, ah, you know, with all my heart, I send to this. Each time you send your love intention to your creations, it re-energizes this creation and sends out into the ethers or the universe to help it manifest.
Right.
It's much like a crystal grid.
It is. And we teach a class on how to develop a crystal grid. But once you have a crystal grid, it's amazing. You can measure it with divining rods. You can see how far it goes out. And the more intention you put into it and the more loving focus you put into it, the greater the field is.
So work with this and have fun with it. Journal about your experiences. See what manifests in the board that you've put there. You may find they don't all manifest at once. One thing on your board may manifest within 24 hours, the next within a few days, the next a few weeks. But recreate a new vision board at least every 6 months. Sooner if you're a really rapid manifester and everything comes to fruition. But journal about it so you follow your progress.
And enjoy it.
We hope you've enjoyed this series on the abundance hacks or the law of attraction usefulness hacks. If you enjoyed it, join us again. Join our membership site for courses and discussions.
Join our live classes. get on our tribe, start communicating with us. Go to the website. We have lots of new articles. And
check out our books, Bye Bye Self-Sabotage and The Mystical World of Ventura Art,
an intuitive art process. Anyway,
I think that's enough.
Because we really want you to join us. We want to help change the world, and we want to help teach other people to change the world even faster than we are.
Our motto is, we want to help other people learn what we have learned over years of training and practice and studying, but help you learn it so much more quicker than we did, so that we can help light a light for you, and then you shine your light brightly in the world to leave a trail of light for others to follow.
Thank you.